Not really. It's not really that big of a deal this time. It was more of an emotional experience when I went back to Carolina for the first time. But this time it's just really, you know, it's more business. It's more of a business trip.
Julius, why is it so different?
So different
why
from...
Why was it so emotional for Carolina and why is it not so
different? I mean, it was the first time. It was the first time playing against a former team. It's just a little bit different. You know, Carolina's home. So that was the main thing. It was home. It was like Chicago wasn't really home. You know, it was more of a place. You know, it wasn't home. So that's the difference.
How close were you to beating Coon last year on that block?
I was pretty close. He, you know, we joked about it. He actually cost me my job. So, you know, he got me released. But, you know, I guess, you know, it turned out pretty good.
Do you ever wonder, could things have been a lot different if that play is?
For sure, for sure. If that play if I would have made a play, I probably wouldn't be here now. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those things, like, you know, at the time, you know, it was like the worst thing that could have happened, but now it's like probably the best thing that could have happened.
When it was, you know, the worst thing, like right when it happened, when you get released, were there, you know, hard feelings then? Has that changed?
Nah, it was never hard feelings. It was never hard feelings, you know. It's the business. Like, it's the business. People change teams all the time, you know. People may not go from Green Bay to Chicago or from Chicago to Green Bay all the time, but people change teams all the time. So it's nothing really extraordinary about this situation.
But you hear all the time, like even Aaron talks about he wants to prove the teams that didn't draft him wrong, and a lot of guys use that as motivation. Is there any part of that in you?
Not really. You know, those guys, most of the guys that I know on the team that are still there, you know, I view those guys as friends. I have nothing but respect for that whole organization, from the ownership to the coaches to the players. So there is no hard feelings at all. It's like I said, this is a business trip, and I'm a Green Bay Packer now, so that's what it is.
Julius, how are you trying to impress upon the guys to finish what you started this time, not let what happened last week happen again?
It's just one of those things where it's a process. It's a process. You know, nobody feels good about how we played last week and how we finished the game. So this is another opportunity to get better at that, you know. You know, it's a long season, so we have time to get those things corrected, and we're going to keep working towards that.
Julius, was last week the week that you felt the most comfortable in all the things that you do in this defense, or
it's hard?
Any difference at all?
Not really. My main thing is to go out each and every day, whether it be in practice or each game, is to try to improve upon the previous one. So I think for the most part, you know, I'm doing that. I'm going out and getting better. I'm playing better, I think. So hopefully I can continue that trend.
Julius, how can you help your teammates? I mean, you were around that offense every day last year in practice. Are there things that you can kind of help tip your teammates off to this week?
No.
Will it be good to see those old guys that you stay friends with?
Sure. Yeah, it'd be good to see them. But, you know, I was probably say hi before the game, not too much during the game or afterwards. I'd probably say hi before.
It's a young defense they have over there. Is that going to be weird to see, you know, look at when they're out on defense and not see a lot of the guys you played with?
I'm probably going to be too busy looking at the cards and looking at the adjustments to be worried about what's going on the field at the time. So,
how different is this defense, the players around you here in Green Bay, to the one you had in Chicago?
It's not really comparable. It's hard to make those comparisons because it's just a totally different teams, totally different guys, totally different scheme. Everything about the situation is different, so it's hard to make any comparisons.
Julius, you mentioned the guys didn't like the way the finish was on defense last week. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the impact you made in that game?
I really didn't try to separate my performance from the team performance. The team performance wasn't quite good enough, so that's where it's at right now, and we're going to try to get better this week.
Two more, please.
Julius, how does your motivation work? Like,
it's fun to listen to you. Like, people who may question what you've got left in the tank, you don't really care what they think. You're going back to play your former team, you don't really care about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of gets you going? What lights the fire or keeps the fire burning?
It's just a chance every day to go out and get better. It's really like a trick you play on yourself. Can you get better than you were yesterday? That's really it. You know, to go out and try to get better every day. It's as simple as that.
How often do you think you succeed, given how good you've been throughout your career?
Some days are better than others.